program. David John Oates, Reverse Speech Show. I'm your host, David Oates, broadcasting live from Adelaide, South Australia, where the weather is nice and cool outside. We're approaching the end of our summer. Of course, so you are just starting into that season in the United States. Always amazes me how the seasons work opposite between one hemisphere and the other. If you're new to the show, this show explores the phenomenon of reverse speech, which is the study of analysing recordings backwards. If you take human speech and run it in reverse about once every 15, 20 seconds, you can find a very clear phrase amongst the gibberish that is what we are thinking and feeling on both a conscious as well as an unconscious level. Now, for the first few shows, I've been exploring the beginnings of reverse speech. We've looked at backward masking and the Paul is dead controversy. We looked last week at children's reversals. Well, this week we're going to jump off the end of the jetty and go straight into metaphors and session work and how we use reverse speech to work with human behaviour. And I have a guest for the whole 2 hours today, and his name is Wayne Nicholson. He's a practitioner from New York. He's actually my own personal therapist. Whenever I have issues that I want to work on, I ring up Wayne, and I send my friends and family to him as well. Actually, I don't think I've sent family to him, but I sent a couple of friends to him. I just don't like working with friends and family. It's not a good combination. So but before I bring Wayne to the show, I want to play just one reversal. Now, for those of you who've been following my career, you'll know I do a regular broadcast on the Jeff Wrench Show once a month. And in this broadcast, I present the latest political reversals. And we'll be looking at Trump and Cruz and Rubio and all the others. And I played a reversal on Ted Cruz in the beginning of February, which I want to play again for you now. So here's the forwards.
People and ask for their support. The reason is simple, because when I look my girls in the eyes 10, 20 years from now, I am not going to tell them we could have stood up and saved this country.
And this reversal says, you molested a con man.
You molested a con man.
You molested a con man.
And again.
You molested a con man.
Well, first time I heard con man in reverse. I don't think I've heard it before. But reverse speech has a very strange way of what you find in reverse appearing in real life a few days later. And I was just watching the debate from last night, and then and Marco Rubio were giving a speech this morning. And he spends the first 5 minutes calling Donald Trump a con man. He must have used the word con man at least a dozen times. And I thought, that's really ironic. We hear it in reverse. It's spread out there, and now suddenly we're hearing it in forward speech, which is really quite ironic. And if you live with reverse speech for any period of time, you'll see that a lot of reverse statements will eventually make their way into forward speech or forward actions. And that's because the unconscious mind is planning out our lives, days, weeks, even months in advance. And we can tap into this through reverse speech. And this is one of the reasons why reverse speech therapy works so well, because we can use reverse speech to tap into the unconscious and see what's going on. So on that note, I'm going to bring Wayne to the show. Wayne, are you with us?
I am, David. How are you?
I'm doing great, mate. It's nice to have you on the program. How's things going with you?
Oh, they're going very well. It's been a good year so far. Can you hear me well enough?
Sorry?
Can you hear me well enough?
A little bit faint.
Well, hold on. Let me give it. Let me put on headphones and see if that makes a difference.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Can you hear me any better?
Yeah, that's a little bit better. Yeah, I can work with that. Yep.
I could.
Okay, so, Wayne, you've been involved in reverse speech for, it'd be 15 years now, wouldn't it? When did you first take training?
I've been working professionally for 10 years.
Right.
But I actually started as a hobbyist back in the 80s when you were on Dick Jeff Rance.
Oh, right, okay. Right, okay.
It's been quite a while.
yeah. So you've been around for a long, long time.
Oh, yeah.
And you do a lot of client work, too.
Yes, I do,
So what I'm going to be doing for the next 2 hours is I'm going to be playing some of my reversals on therapy, and we're going to chip in to you, and you give your thoughts, and we're just going to bounce it all back for the next 2 hours, introduce reverse speech therapy to my audience, okay?
Sounds great.
All right, reverse speech has an absolutely marvelous way of pinpointing the source of our problems or telling us what to do to fix those problems. And I'm sure you would agree with that, Wayne. So,
absolutely, yeah.
I'm going to play you a very simple reversal to start off with. And this is a woman who had money problems. So let's run it forwards.
She and I need to work this issue out, but it started to bring up all my money fears and stuff. And the thing is if I know I start sourcing fear again, I'm going to go way downhill.
Want to do that.
And this reversal says, work on my grief.
Work on my grief.
Mm-hmm.
Work on my grief.
Sweet.
Work on my grief.
And that is her unconscious mind telling us that in order to work with her financial problems, we have to work with her grief, okay? And of course, well, I'm sure, Wayne, you get instructions like that all the time in your session works, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I do get a lot of business.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. I do get a lot of business people, and they come and they're very straightforward. They want to make more money, more success. Right. And probably at least 90% of the time, the real block for them turns out to be emotional issues, relationships in particular.
Right.
And they're usually surprised at that.
Right. Well, actually, most people are often surprised by what we find in reverse. There's such a whole world down there that we have no connection with, really. So, let's talk about working with businessmen. I want to play you an example of what I call negative self-talk. Where the person, I mean, you've heard of people beating themselves up, saying, I'm an idiot, I'm a stupid, how can I have made such a stupid decision? Mm-hmm. Well, that happens in reverse too. And here we have a businessman who's engaged in negative self-talk. Here's the forwards.
Okay, so on that question, what needs to happen to keep it moving?
What do I need to do to keep it moving? I need to stay on top of my office work. Keeping up with my quotes and getting them out on time, and my following up on time.
And this reversal says, my ass again, I am an idiot.
My ass again, I am an idiot.
My ass again, I am an idiot.
And again.
My ass again, I am an idiot.
Negative self-talk. I see it in reverse speech all the time. I'm lousy. I'm full of muck.
Right.
What do you do when you see statements like that? How do you explain it to your clients, Wayne?
Well, once they hear it, it's fairly self-explanatory. But in session work, what we do is we take the imagery associated with that and we have the client change it while they're in a trance, in a hypnotic state.
Right.
And it's very effective, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to move on to that in a sec. I want to look at a few more diagnostically, okay? And then we'll start looking at the therapeutic side of things, okay? All right. Have you ever noticed in your work with clients that they're hanging on to the behavior pattern very, very strongly and won't let it go?
Yes. Yes, I have.
That's because many times the unconscious wants to have that negative pattern.
That's right.
For example, here's a woman here.
Fear of doing it on my own, although there's another part of me that likes to do it on my own.
And here she says in reverse, I am wanting new grief.
Well, I am wanting new grief.
Yeah.
I am wanting new grief.
And again.
I am wanting new grief.
See statements like that all the time, all the time. Here's a young man who, in the relationship.
Where do you see the future of you and Sarah?
I think that that's something that changes a lot, but it's also, I think, become somewhat of a day-to-day thing with us.
And here he says, but I must muck it.
But I must muck it.
But I must muck it.
And again.
But I must muck it.
And we call that a sabotage pattern, don't we, Wayne?
That's right. That's right. Comes from a lifetime of programming.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And we run these patterns on the unconscious level all the time. If you are living a life of depression, then I can bet you anything you like that you are actually asking for the depression to be in your life. Here's another one of the same token. We'll play this forwards.
You know, I mean, the money thing, obviously.
Sure.
Bugs the crap out of me, but, you know, other than that, I'd place it, you know, up high.
And this reversal says, wanting the self-doubt.
Wanting the self-doubt.
Wanting the self-doubt.
You hearing all these, Wayne?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And there we have another one. And so when we do session work with clients, the first thing that we're doing is we're recording them for 30 minutes. And we'll get a transcript, anywhere between 20 and 40 reversals. I don't know. I mean, I average about 25 on a transcript. And we will have all of these little clues that tell us about their problems. Here's, I want to play, don't worry, we're going to get on to pre-trance and metaphor restructuring, Wayne. I'm just covering the...
That's fine.
Just dealing with the issues first, okay?
We have time, yeah.
So here's a young man who came to me with a temper issue. So we run this forwards.
Build that up, but it's double tough because I'm traveling abroad. I've chosen to live outside America. Anyway, yep. I'm still relying on him to help me.
I was talking about his father, relying on him, his father.
Mm-hmm.
But backwards, he says, a crime with our father.
A crime with our father.
A crime with our father.
And again.
A crime with our father.
Well, on further investigation, we discovered that his father had a rather vicious temper. And so here he is pinpointing his temper issues to his father. Okay?
See. Yeah.
And let me play one other reversal that shows a problem. Let me see which is the one I'm looking for. Oh, hang on, that's all down into metaphors now. There was one I wanted to... Oh, yeah, this one here. Okay, classic one. This is a woman who is having a relationship problem. So let's run this forwards.
I even marked it on the calendar when it shifted. It was the night that it happened. My friend Cheryl was just telling me about... you know, what we believe, we then create, and it just shifted, and that's when I just...
And this one says, I've been molested.
I've been molested.
I've been molested.
Very clear.
I've been molested.
And she had not told anyone about this. It was a deep, dark secret. And I'm sure in your years of doing reverse speech, you have found out deep, dark secrets of your clients.
I have been shocked over the years how many people have suffered abuse like that.
Yeah.
It's astounding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look, it's so much of it goes back to our childhood. I'd say 90% of it goes back to how we were treated as a child, how we grew up, the events that happened to us that molded us. Is that what you're talking about, childhood?
Yes. Yeah, and reverse speech is a way to clear all of that.
Absolutely it is. Yeah. Okay, so let's move on to how do we work with this, okay? And this has been a journey of 30 years for me, working out how to work with it. And basically, I started seeing clients in 89, and all I was doing then was tapes. I was doing 30-minute tapes and reporting the results. And it soon became very apparent to me that reporting the results was only half the battle, because then the client said, okay, well, this is well and good. How do I fix it?
Right.
And so I had to come up with some method to work out how to fix the client's problems. Now, a lot of reversals in reverse speech speak in metaphor. Can we get into metaphor yet? Yes, I think we probably can. Okay, I'm going to play a metaphor here. This is, we run this forwards.
You strike me as a very enthusiastic guy. I mean, certainly the time we've been together and you've got all full of ideas. Is this latest, is this just a latest idea? Is it just all froth and babble, or do you really want to get out?
And this reversal says, see the wolf fallen in the lake.
See the wolf fallen in the lake.
See the wolf fallen in the lake.
Very clear reversal.
See the wolf fallen in the lake.
Reverse speech teaches us that the majority of our behavioral patterns and personality structures are all formed by a construct of metaphors that exist in the deep unconscious mind. If someone has problems or issues, like anger, there's a metaphor that is creating that anger. There is a metaphor that is creating the desire for new grief. There's a metaphor that's creating the businessman's low self-esteem. And so what we're looking for, particularly in the first session, is the metaphors that the clients are running that create this pattern. For example, here's a woman who had money problems. Oh, hang on, that's not the one I want to play. Hang on. Here we go, we'll play this one.
It's going to kick off quickly. We'll have some bugs to work out, but then after that, it's going to really, really catapult.
Okay, she talks about her business being a success, but backwards she says, I go with slum.
I go with slum.
So that is an incongruent reversal. And here we have another one.
I want to be in profit, which means I'd like to earn at least $50 a month from the program.
And this reversal says, my wolf in the slum.
My wolf in the slum.
My wolf in the slum.
Okay, so that's assuming this client has come to us with a money problem. We find the reversal that says, my wolf in the slum. Well, we go to our metaphor dictionary and work out what the meaning for wolf is first off, and we will discover that wolf is motivation, drive, strength. Then we look at slum, and we'll see that slum is poverty. So when the client says, my wolf in the slum, her wolf, her drive, her motivation is all centered around poverty. And the wolf had fallen in the lake. Lake is emotions. So this man's drive was drowning in his emotions. And so when we're doing session work with clients, about half of the reversals will be in metaphor. Is that what you find, Wayne? About half?
I do, yeah. And some are quite personal to the person, and others are metaphors we see all the time, like wolf.
I think
that's probably the most common.
Oh, I think wolf and soul are probably the two most common metaphors that I find. Certainly, wolf is the most common by far. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's a tape I do where I haven't found wolf in it in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. Okay, so once we know our client's problems, wolf in the slum, wolf falling in the lake, wanting new grief, what was the other one I played? Wanting the self-doubt. We will find what metaphors are creating that pattern in the first session. We then go and do a second recording, which is called a pre-trance tape. And in this recording, we ask the unconscious, how do we fix this pattern? What do we do to take the wolf out of the slums? What steps do we take? And amazingly enough, the unconscious mind will tell us what we need to do to fix a problem. Okay? So let me see if I can find a couple of instructions. Okay. All right. So here we have a couple of reversals from what we call the pre-trance tape. This is the third session, second recording. Feel free to chip in any time, Wayne.
Okay.
Yeah. I chose you very deliberately for the whole 2 hours for this program on therapy because, besides myself, you're the best in the world.
Kind of you.
We want your input. Okay, so here we have a reversal from the second tape.
Well, separate the two, and the reverse speech and leaving will help me to live again.
Yeah.
Or live the girl.
Yes. Yeah, girl is a carefree spirit.
Yeah, that's right.
Innocent, happy, yeah. Contented.
Yeah.
And this reversal says, you must warm me in the ship.
You must warm me in the ship.
You must warm me in the ship. You must warm me in the ship.
All right. Then we come to session four. And session four uses a technique that I call metaphor structuring. The basic premise is that if the unconscious mind thinks in pictures or metaphor, which I believe it does based on my research, if we can change these pictures or metaphors, then we can also change the behavior that they are causing. So, we place a client in a light hypnotic trance state. We call it a metawalk. Combination of two words, metaphor and walkabout. Now, a meta walk and a walkabout was the Australian Aboriginal pilgrimage in the outback. We'll continue with this thought when we come back from the break. This is David Donohue. You're listening to the Week Reverse Speech Show. We'll be back right after this.
Why do people order Life Change Tea? Because Life Change Tea helps the digestive system. Life Change Tea helps the colon unclog. The tea also helps with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and many, many other health issues. Life Change Tea also tastes great. And Life Change Tea is not just green tea. Life Change Tea is a unique blend of 8 different herbs that go to town, cleaning your body of harmful toxins, bacteria, and parasites. Our tea is number one. Are you ready for your life change? Let the tea help you. Log on to our online store of helpful products to get your body on track. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Not all tea is equal. Read our website of all the factual testimonies that prove that Life Change Tea is working. Health is important, and our quality of life is very important. Don't wait to order. Expect a life change with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the 4 most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio Superfood. I've taken Bio Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
There are three factors that determine the rate at which your body will repair itself. One is the amount of growth factors in your system. Two is the amount and quality of complete proteins in your diet. And three is the health of your liver. After age 28, your ability to repair declines by 10% each passing decade. So by age 40, it has declined by 12%. By age 50, 22%. And by age 70, it has declined 42%. Advances in nutritional science enable you to overcome this rate of deterioration. Synergy One is a powerful product that activates your body's ability to repair. Within 1 month of usage, 96% of people report that they sleep better, have more energy, a better mood, need less food, and feel stronger. Many people have reported back, joint, and muscle pain going away. Women have reported hot flashes going away, and both genders have reported losses of body fat and a return of their sex drives. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit SGN80.com. That's SGN80.com.
Okay, we are back. This is David John Oates, and my guest for the whole show today is a reverse speech practitioner from New York State, Wayne Nicholson, and we are discussing reverse speech and therapy. And before we went to the break, I was telling you about MetaWalks, and I was explaining that MetaWalk is a combination of two words, metaphor and walkabout. And the walkabouts are the Australian Aboriginals' spiritual pilgrimage into the outback. So a metawalk is a spiritual pilgrimage through the metaphors of the unconscious. So this lady, who said, "You must warm me in the ship," I will do exactly that. I will place this lady in a light trance and I'll ask her to imagine she's sailing on a ship. And then I would have her imagine the sun shining down on her and literally warming her. And as we feed the image back to her that she has given us in the previous tape, we will then begin to see changes. Okay?
This is one of the most exciting things about the MetaWalks for me. Because, yes. As you know, I'm also a board-certified hypnotist.
Yes.
And part of my practice is that. So when people come to me for straight hypnosis, we'll have a discussion about their issues. I'll get to know them a little, and I'll try to decide what imagery will work best for them. But it's me making that decision. With the MetaWalk, they tell me what their subconscious mind tells me what imagery to use, and it's extremely powerful.
Yeah. That's one of the great things about reverse speech. It's not us diagnosing the problem. It's you.
Right.
Diagnosing the problem. You're telling us what the problem is, and then it's not us working out how to fix it. It's you.
Yeah.
Your unconscious tells us how to fix it.
Right.
Okay, here's another trance instruction. This is a salesman who was fighting against negative emotions.
I guess there's two things. I don't know how much information yet to put in the pamphlet and whether to have some information pack to send to them. There's two ways I could go.
Okay, talking about putting information packs together. And backwards he says, "See the whirlwind to shift this devil out."
See the whirlwind to shift this devil out.
See the whirlwind to shift this devil out.
Very clear reverse.
See the whirlwind to shift this devil out.
And so, Wayne, that's exactly what we would do, isn't it? We would have the man see a devil, and a whirlwind comes along and takes the devil away.
That's right.
Yeah, simple as that. Now, of course, in practice, metawalks are, we do more than one shift. Normally, you know.
And oftentimes, while they're in the trance state and we'll do that imagery, I will also explain to them what that imagery means.
Right. Yes, I will do that too. Yes, exactly right. Yep. And here we have another instruction. Run it forwards.
I was just visualizing the whirlwind, visualizing the wolf like we used to do because we've done it before.
Absolutely.
And it just started bringing that power and that life force. And yesterday I was having absolutely fantastic, you know.
And this one says, see yourself full with love, give me whirlwind.
See yourself full with love, give me whirlwind.
Wow.
See yourself full with love, give me whirlwind.
It's all there.
That's beautiful.
See yourself full with love, give me whirlwind.
Yeah. So I would have this man seeing himself glowing with love and standing in the middle of a whirlwind. And that very powerful image will create quite an amazing change within the client.
Fantastic how they respond.
Yeah. So how many images do you use in your MetaWalks, Wayne? On roughly how many images or main
things? It'll depend on the client. Maybe 5 or 6.
Yeah, that's about what I do too.
Major images. I mean, there's you develop a storyline to take them through all of this. But 5 or 6 images are usually enough in one session.
That's a lot of use.
And then that percolates in the consciousness for a while, and then it begins to manifest in their life.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I use, about 6 images. And I do 2 MetaWarts. I presume you do 2 as well, is that correct?
That's right. 2 initially, right.
Right, and then we do another one at the end. Yeah, right. But initially we're doing 2 MetaWalks. And you know, we may take someone on a journey in a desert where they see a knight on a horse who gives them a sword, and they go fighting demons and dragons in the desert, and they might go to Camelot or the Garden of Eden, and they get really quite amazing, profound stories. And my clients invariably comment on how vivid the images are. And and many times, clients will see the images before I suggest them. I guess you've noticed that too, Wayne.
Yes, right? Absolutely.
I know.
Sometimes I work with couples.
Uh-huh.
And it becomes exciting to me when they start to share the same metaphors.
Right.
You deal with them separately, but then they, I don't know if it's because they talk about it when they're not in session or whatnot, but then suddenly they're sharing the same metaphors. And that just shows that they're really much more in sync. It's interesting.
Yeah, that's right. I love working with couples. I quite enjoy it. If you want to call in and talk to either me or Wayne about the therapeutic process, we have a toll-free number, and that number is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. If you'd like to call in and speak to either Wayne or myself about the therapeutic aspects of reverse speech. Okay, so we'll take our clients on 2 MetaWalks, okay? And then we do a third recording, okay? And the third recording, we're asking what changes have taken place, okay? And these are the type of reversals we will get.
And they were interested in the theory, so I spent about a month or so preparing it for them so that they could understand it. And it was the MS Society of Southland.
And here he says, healing that wolf.
Healing that wolf. Healing that wolf.
Isn't that amazing?
Healing that wolf.
That's just what you want, too. You want to hear that.
That's exactly what we want to hear. This is a wolf being healed. Yeah, here's another one.
With the feedback from the reversals that I've done with it, it's for me, it's not hard anymore. Mm. It's really lovely.
And this one says, spirit and the goddess will serve her.
Spirit and the goddess will serve her.
Yep, there it is.
Spirit and the goddess will serve her.
And again.
Spirit and the goddess will serve her.
And so the post-trance tape is our checkpoint, is our checking mechanism. It's how we see what changes have taken place, and is there any other further work that we need to do, okay? And let's play one other one from a post-trance tape.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I also enjoyed the scene in the vineyard.
Mm. And this one says, living in the earth with joy.
Living in the earth with joy. Living in the earth with joy. Living in the earth with joy.
So that really tells, isn't that great, hey?
Yeah.
That's exactly what we want. And then following the post-trance tape, what's that? That's session six now, isn't it? That's session seven, we report the results.
Right.
And then in session eight, we do one final mental walk to fix up any issues that may be left over. So that's how we use reverse speech and therapy. It's a eight-session process. In which we use reverse speech to diagnose a problem, and then we use reverse speech to give us the solutions, and then by using a very powerful form of, and it is a powerful form of guided visualization, and the reason why it's so powerful is because we are using the client's own images. These are the client's own reversals that exist in the unconscious. That's why it's so powerful, and that's why the images are so vivid, and that's why people will often see the images before you suggest them. Because if you've written the meta walk correctly, then the unconscious will come through with the right answers.
Mm-hmm. David, have you noticed this progression? I'm sure you have, actually, but there's a progression where the reversals... in the beginning of session work, they go from the mundane. They become increasingly, the images become increasingly more in a spiritual context. I don't mean necessarily religious, but a spiritual context. And the more spiritual the imagery gets as you're moving on in the session work, the deeper and deeper they're able to go, and the more profound the changes are.
Oh yeah, you're absolutely right. And that normally comes in the second round when you start to get down there. And you're a very spiritual guy, Wayne, and I know that because I've got a reversal of you starting a session work with a client. Listen to this.
We'll likely get reversals that are pretty clearly from your unconscious mind, your subconscious.
And this one says, soul serve you, make you feel love.
Soul serve you, make you feel love. Soul serve you, make you feel love.
And again.
Soul serve you, make you feel love.
Yeah, pretty amazing reversal there, Wayne.
Well, you know, that's exactly the goal.
Yeah, it is the goal.
Exactly the goal.
And it's also...
If you reach that state, everything else falls into place.
Yep, that's right. And one of the things reverse speech does, of course, is test the congruity of the therapist. And in my training classes, I want my students to look at their own reversals as well when we start moving into the second year or practitioner, because we want to know that you are delivering congruent, supportive reversals. Because if you're not, the session work won't work.
I want to give you a plug. If any of your listeners are considering it, I would say... take the training. It's fantastic. It's very, very good.
Absolutely. Actually, in point of fact, it's not too late to join the current class. We had our first class last weekend, but that was recorded. If you want to join the class, email me at backwards@reversespeech.com. That's backwards@reversespeech.com, or just go to the website, reversespeech.com, and you'll find my contact details there, and email me. Not too late to get in on this current class. We actually had a couple extra students start a couple of days ago who are coming in a bit late. So,
Satisfying, rewarding work, this is it right here.
Yeah, absolutely. And these are the type of comments you're going to get back from clients. This is a woman who had severe migraines.
You know, it's like with all this reverse speech, I can absolutely see a change in, well, firstly, the headaches are so much better.
I was just thinking about that. I was just about to ask you about that.
Yeah, I mean, much better than last month. Every month they get better and better. It's still, you know, I can still have them, but, you know, weekends I'm not lying in bed.
That is just fantastic.
Yeah, it's like really, really great.
So there you go. That's the sort of results you get. And Here's a woman who was suffering from eczema. Listen to this one.
The work that I've been doing with you has relieved my eczema by about 75-80%.
No kidding.
No, I'm serious about that.
Wow.
Yeah. So just acknowledging, the very first thing you told me when you gave me the transcript and said this is how you live your life, that was an absolute gem.
Wow. Have you had much success with physical issues, Wayne?
Yeah, but frankly, I don't get a lot of clients with physical issues for some reason. It's more emotional stuff, and of course there's physical ailments associated with that, but eczema is a good example. That's an emotionally based
disease. Yeah.
And if they're able to clear up the cause, then the physical things dissolve.
Yeah, I get quite a few. I'd say 10% of my clients are for physical issues.
9% for about right. Yeah.
Yeah, and look, if there's a psychological reason for it, then we can fix it up. But if you've got a broken leg, don't bring a reverse speech analyst. Go to the doctor.
Right.
Yeah.
Things like sleep disorders or obesity, things like that, you can work with.
We can work with that. Yeah, because the majority of those are
I've worked on people with addictions, and that's worked out well.
Have you?
Well,
yeah.
It takes a little time.
Yeah, they're a bit tough, aren't they? Addictions, they can be...
take some time, but if they stick with it...
Yep, that's right. Yeah, well, I got a couple of people off drugs in my career. Yeah, one case I'm very proud of was a young man when I lived in Dallas who was heavily addicted to crack. And that's a hard addiction to break, crack cocaine. But,
it is.
I got him off it, so I was really pleased about that.
Well, yeah, that's great.
Yeah, so, okay, so let me see. What are we going to do? We're going to play you some more reversals, okay? Give you some more ideas what this is all about. Yeah. Here's a woman who's talking about her daughter with, I think, kidney problems.
And the kidney weakness, you know, like she's got the weakness that shows in her eyes around the kidney.
Okay, kidney weakness, and this reversal says deal with it.
Deal with it.
Deal with it.
Huh.
Deal with it.
That's fairly simple and straightforward. I'm sure you would agree.
Yeah. Did you recall, did she like hearing that?
Yeah, reversal say don't dilly-dally. Go and fix all this up. Yeah, okay, so... What are some of your most memorable cases, Wayne? Tell us some interesting cases you've worked on.
Oh, boy. I should have thought this through beforehand.
Yeah, you should have.
Yeah. This was a couple of years ago. I had a person who was... both parents died within a short period of time. So it was extreme grief. And it was affecting every aspect of her life. Lack of sleep, loss of appetite, couldn't function well at work. It was just, everything was going downhill. But we worked for that for, I think it was two sessions, full sessions, so it would have been 16 weeks working on it. And she showed marked improvement.
Right. Yeah, the success rate we get.
You go to a... If you go to a psychologist, they will typically tell you grief after the loss of a loved one is going to take 5 years.
Five years, yeah.
So we can shorten that time significantly. It's not that you're not no longer grieving the person, but you're able to function. You know, you're able to experience happiness and joy again,
right,
which before was impossible.
Right. Yeah, the changes that we get through session work, it's just really miraculous. It just really, really takes my breath away. We've just got so many happy customers. And,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Here's a great reversal. I'll just play a reversal. This is from one of my training classes, and student is talking about the metaphor restructuring process.
I think it's awesome. I think it's in a healing situation, it would be just wonderful to... It's a bit like you cheat. You tell me what's wrong, you tell me how to fix it. How easy is that? So
the thorns is quite amazing, isn't it? And, backwards, she says, the source to give help.
The source to give help.
The source to give help. The source to give help.
That's what reverse speech is, the source to give help.
It's also the way for people to reach the source, which is their own inner being.
Right.
That's where the changes are made.
Right. Right. I'm going to do a whole show on spirit and the soul. In one of my shows coming up, we won't do it today. So many topics to cover.
That'll be a good show.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing shows for years and still have new reversals each show. here's an interesting story. This is, I actually can't remember this woman's problem. I remember the issue. I remember the reversal, though. Let's just play it.
So there's no cause or events in your life. You can say this is what's causing that, or thoughts that run through your mind.
I don't have a specific pattern of thought, David, behind that. It's more a feeling. More a feeling and a visual image of it. I don't quite get a relevance or a connection with, you know, when I was whatever age this happened.
Okay, so I'm looking for an event in her life that caused current problems, okay? And she's saying, well, I can't think of anything.
Right.
But the reversal said, the bad orphan. Listen to this.
The bad orphan.
The bad orphan. The bad orphan.
Well, she heard that reversal and went into shock. Tears started coming out of her eyes.
Mm.
When she was, I can't think of the age now, young age, 10, 12, her mum and dad were having a huge big fight. And she ran into the room and tried to break the fight up, okay? Anyway, the next day, her father died of a heart attack.
Oh, my.
So she was left, and she blamed herself for her dad's heart attack. If she had gone into the room and broken up the fight, then dad might still be alive, okay? Totally rational thinking, of course, you know,
yeah.
Would have probably died anyway, you know, but she wasn't able to think of an event. Yet first came in and pinpointed it immediately.
Yeah. That was very deep.
Yep. Very deep indeed. So it's just the depths that reverse speech goes to is absolutely just staggering. Okay. Let's look at another reversal. Let's play this one forwards.
And yeah, the pain in your forearm. Is that down muscular or bones or?
Well, it's in the muscles, and basically, if I push around, it hurts, and if I don't push around in it, it doesn't hurt.
Okay, so this is a guy with physical pain, and backwards he says the sadness will summon this.
The sadness will summon this.
The sadness will summon this.
And again.
The sadness will summon this.
Well, this is just exactly what we've just been talking about, Wayne.
Yeah.
Physical problems. With a psychological cause.
Mm-hmm.
The sadness is going to bring his physical pain.
Yeah.
So what we would do in the next recording is ask the client, well, how do we work with the sadness? How do we heal the sadness?
Right.
And as we heal the sadness, we're going to find that his pain is going to gradually fade away. So
we're able to do it without diagnosing, really giving any medical advice at all.
Right.
We're just more or less repeating to them what their subconscious is telling them and then helping them to change that imagery.
Yep. That's exactly what we're doing. They're telling us what the problem is, they're telling us what the solution, and we're just acting as facilitators.
Mm-hmm.
All we're doing is feeding back to the client in their metawall the images that appeared in their reversals.
That's right.
Yeah. So there you go. All right. Okay. Let's. I think we're coming up on a break. Let me see if I've got time for one more reversal. Here's a quick one. This is a woman suffering from depression.
I started doing something about my life, about the situations that I found myself in.
And this one says, need more sunlight.
Need more sunlight.
Need more sunlight. Need more sunlight.
And there we go. The unconscious giving a solution just like that. Need more sunlight to sort your issues out. Okay?
That's perfect. That's perfect.
And there we go. Right on cue. Don't touch that dial or keyboard, folks, because we get back right after this.
I'd like to invite you to take a look at some of the most important products in the realm of health and hygiene I've ever seen, all from Trioxy. As many of you know, ozone oxygen is highly effective for many different uses in the home or office place, from purifying the air you breathe to the water you drink. In fact, the city of Los Angeles, among others, uses ozone to purify the drinking water for millions. Uses of ozonated water produced by the Trioxy Pure include washing your hands, disinfecting cuts and infections, brushing your teeth, and even washing and sanitizing fruits and vegetables in the kitchen. Meanwhile, the Trioxy Re-Ion ozone negative ion generator will clean your indoor air of pollen, smoke, odors, mold, bacteria, and viruses, and more, and will put extra oxygen into your bloodstream and clean your body just by you being there. I hope you'll drop by and visit GoHealthyNext.com and take a look. The prices are more than affordable and the results are priceless. That's GoHealthyNext.com.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times.
Famous pastor Lindsey Williams.
I'm 77 years of age. I feel better than I did when I was in my 50s and 60s. I was so sick, I thought I was going to die. It relates to a product that you handle right here. Folks, you positively must, after this show, you've got to click on Carnivora. They must have it in their medicine cabinet.
Holistic MD, Dr. Robert Rowan.
I summarize the work of Dr. Helmut Keller.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rentz.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rentz.com.